up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one...
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's...
You're a cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Is the band Fastway? That song about the old couple that went on the drive and got lost. Do you know what I'm talking about?
They made up their mind and they started walking. Then had more important things to do.
Keep going.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fan. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
You just need one guy to make one good contact with the gorilla's head.
That ain't gonna happen. The gorillas are so muscular, and gorillas can take a lot of, they have a very high threshold for pain. So one slap to... One threshold to pain.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
So it's a color analyst too.
They tell you like what season you are, and like I'm a deep autumn. So there are certain...
And you got to pay that person?
Yeah.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Go put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Not enough clams.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Yeah. Greg Hill.
Yeah.
Greg Hill. Show.
Yeah.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up, though?
How we doing?
Oh, man, I'm good.
I'll tell you what up, though. Celtics are up,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
By the way, Curtis not here today. Right. I'm assuming he will be back tomorrow as we make our way to Springfield.
But, all right.
Lethargic start.
Oof.
And then third quarter does it, and Celtics close out the Magic. And I would argue the best game of the series for Jason Tatum last night.
I mean, yeah, he's been you know, pretty good the whole, really good the whole series.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like the wrist has been bothering.
No, the wrist hasn't been an
issue.
The
bruise is healed.
Yeah. He actually had better games after the wrist injury because in the first game, it was all right. It was so-so, but yeah. And then once Paolo goes to the bench with five fouls.
I was just going
to
say that. It was like Paolo was that team. And so once he was taken out for a bit, that they were able to go on that run, and it was game over from there.
Right.
Like the Magic, we've been saying this from the beginning, the Celtics so much more talented across the board than this team. Matchup to matchup, it just didn't make sense. So that's why I was worried with how close they let them keep it for a lot of the time. And then it was just...
Yeah, but also when you have built your entire offense on three-pointers and you don't hit a single three-pointer in the first half, it's harder for this team to win.
But, and then you turn the ball over and you get killed on the boards.
Yeah, like nine turnovers in the first half?
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
And you would get absolutely destroyed on the boards.
Do you give Joe Mazzulla credit for turning things around for this for these guys?
I do.
I do too.
Here's where I give him credit. They were 0-for-7.
Yeah.
Which isn't good, but they only took 7 three-pointers.
Correct.
So he at least put the message in. Normally when they go 0-for-7,
they keep going.
They keep launching.
Yeah.
And you could see they made a clear effort that where there was a couple times it was pump fake on the three-point line, get to the rim. They made a clear effort to say, all right, it's not falling for us. Let's get to the hole. And that kept them close in the game, even though they had turnovers and they were getting killed on the boards. And then they started to heat up in the third quarter.
Correct.
Would you have, if you were Joe Mazzulla, would you have challenged the call on Porzingis at near the end of the first half? I would have. the foul on Benkato. Like, I would have challenged that. I might have gone on to challenge the call which sent Wagner to the line last night. But you're
talking to one Benkato, Banchero?
Yeah, your guy, Banchero. Yes, Banchero.
Where he didn't even touch him.
Nothing.
He didn't even touch him.
But other than that, yes. I mean, Joe Mazzulla's done a great job coaching this team. Yeah. But again, it's
energy's on the players. Energy and turnovers I put on the players.
Well, and they can't, for this next series, they can't start out the way that they were starting out against the Magic. Whether it's the Pistons or the Knicks, it doesn't matter. Like, they cannot start out that slow.
But remember, the Pistons and the Knicks don't play defense like Orlando does. The Celtics are better than Orlando, but Orlando is a tough defensive team all around, not just defending the three-point line, which they do better than anybody in the NBA, but they are a tough defensive team, and they make you work for you to get your points. Mm-hmm. So you're able to do what you did in that series. And I guess part of my lead, I can get into it.
No, save it for your lead.
All right.
Save it, coach.
Can I just say one thing? 8:42 tip, not for me.
8:50, actually.
It was 8:42 was really
good. Was it?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, by the time they got it started, Courtney's spot on, it was 8:40.
Okay.
And I get it. We get up early. Maybe the rest of the world doesn't get up early. Yeah. But why can't you start that basketball game at 7 o'clock? That was fine on Sunday night.
It's an East Coast game. It's not even like they're playing on the West Coast.
Right.
Like,
because you had Detroit and the Knicks playing, so they had a status.
But it's round one. Shime's right. It's not the finals. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not expecting the whole country to be watching. And also, the whole country can work their schedule around us.
Right.
That's the way I feel about it.
Agreed.
Well, you would think that if it's on at 8:30, it would be the primetime game, which it would be on, like, TNT. It was actually on NBA Network or NBC Sports Boston. So if it's going to be the primetime game, shouldn't it have been the 7:30 game, which was on TNT, which was actually Detroit and New York? Because isn't that like their main channel?
Right.
So you're saying that New York is a more important market to Boston, and that's why?
Like, no, I think I was saying Boston is the better draw than New York. Detroit, maybe?
Boston is playing Orlando.
Okay, like, all right. I see what you're saying.
Orlando doesn't even fill their own arena.
I can kind of see what you're saying. So then that's why you got the 8:30 game.
Yeah, I guess. It's so late. But, you know, I mean, what else would we be doing?
Right.
I was holding my eyes open.
Well, I thought you had like something. Did you watch the game in bed or in the living room?
We did half in the living room, half in bed.
And don't you have a gigantic 4-hour ritual getting ready for bed?
It throws that whole thing off.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, aren't you immediately when you get to bed, don't you put the $500 eye cover, the eyewear on as soon as you. So how do you
and
watch?
The mouth tape.
What do you make Santo narrate the game for
no,
you?
No, no, no. I didn't do the eye mask till it was over.
Okay. Right.
But mouth tape, you know, once I'm in bed.
take a nap during the day. So
I did yesterday.
Won't be tired.
Do you think Bill Belichick wishes that he had some mouth tape or some kind of email, Instagram, social media tape that would prevent his girlfriend from sharing things that she wrote, trying to act like she is Bill Belichick?
I mean,
are we getting into that? When are we getting into that?
I think you have to. It went from Shador Sanders actually went from Shannon to Shador to now Bill. It's like, that's all, everywhere I turn on social media is Belichick.
What is going on with Bill Belichick is the strangest, the most terrifying fall from normalcy that any of us may ever have witnessed. Yeah. And we've lived through Kanye West.
Right.
We've lived through a lot of things. I am terrified for the guy.
Yeah.
He has lost complete control of his entire life. And we all know guys like this. You probably know women like that. I don't know if women are the same. But me and Wiggy, Shime maybe. Shime doesn't have many friends. But we know.
We know.
I mean, IRL. Like real friends.
I have plenty.
So we know guys
right.
who turn their entire lives over to a woman that they have fallen instantly in love with.
Women do that too.
It rarely ends well.
The fall of every great man is generally because of the woman who has done something to him.
But the best part about Bill and Wiggy, you played for him, wasn't he? We keep it in house.
Yeah.
And this is, I mean, posting that email and there's people's email address.
What was that about anyways?
It was about the media taking like one specific part of the book instead of the entire book and running with that narrative. Yeah, that's how they drive book sales. They take a salacious part, I effed up, and they run with that. That will be the headline.
Bill knows that.
Like, yes.
Do we even have to debate if he wrote that email? She wrote that email.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Bill Belichick knows that when you're going, he used to do it with us.
Yeah.
He would, if you dared to ask anything that he didn't want to answer, he would stare you down. You got the stare down.
Yeah.
He knows that when you're going on the CBS Sunday morning show, something is going to come up about your girlfriend when the entire world has been talking about
it. Courtney, is what I just said it was.
You know, based on looking at them, if I just showed you all of like the stuff that happens in their relationship, that CBS interview, if I said to you, which one of them do you think is the more sensitive one and is quick to feel a certain way when people say something about the relationship, you would go, Jordan, right?
Yeah, Jordan.
Jordan.
If you could get it right.
Jordan. I would say, I would call it Jordan forever.
Jordan.
And you saw it in person when they asked Bill about where did they meet. She stepped right in and you could tell she was like, this was a sensitive topic to her. You could tell, because we talked about it before, when some people had said stuff about her age and the relationship with Bill on social, she clapped back.
Yeah.
We're not talking about this.
She has been spending time after this all aired, retweeting people that are in support of her and Bill and like on X. And I find it really interesting because some people are saying, you guys are crazy. And these are the people that she's retweeting. Like, this is a woman who's protecting her man. No. If the roles were reversed and it was a woman being interviewed and her boyfriend jumped in, there would be a very serious conversation about how control with Kanye West.
Yeah,
it would be that type
They'd
of conversation.
Be like, call 911.
This isn't a misogynistic take at all. This is like
truth.
Yes,
facts.
And I'm still, I'm on the edge of my seat because with that email post that she posted on her Instagram, her caption was full statement coming later today. And then if you swipe one, it's a screenshot of her camera roll, and there's a video that's 35 minutes and 59 seconds long. And so to me, that makes it seem like she secretly recorded whatever happened during that 30-minute delay for the CBS interview. I want to know.
Was that what that was? I thought they were like feet pitches on the beach or something. No, I was like, what the hell is this for?
It was a screenshot of a video that she took.
It's one of these situations, and you're right, Courtney. If that was a guy, they'd be like, call 911 because he's definitely
controlling
her. She's probably telling her what to eat and what to wear. But you know, from the interview, Bill's like, I don't care what people say. Like, why are you going back and forth with people on social media?
He doesn't need her to defend him.
Right.
He needs somebody to rescue him from her. That's what he needs.
But is there a chance he doesn't even know that she's going back and forth with people on social media?
No, he knows that.
No, I bet he doesn't.
He's not on social media.
Who would tell him? Right. Like, I bet nobody has the nuts to go to him and tell him what she's doing. He's not on social media.
Yeah, but you know what he's doing, Greg. If you've ever known people like that who are quick to clap back or quick to go back and forth with people on social media, they're going to come to you. She's probably coming to him and talking about it. Or when she's in the house, Bill's probably like, stop worrying about these people, because you know she's bringing it up. Like, oh my God, here's another person who's talking about our relationship. You know she's doing that to Bill at home. And he's like, yeah, don't worry about it.
It's out of control. She has filed 17 trademark applications on his behalf. 17 of them. which he may or may not know about. Like, he may not even be aware
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, he's definitely not.
I also, at this point, like, I'm sorry, they need a professional. Like, they need, there needs to be a PR person, because this is a PR nightmare.
Right.
And if he's trusting her to be the PR person, it's not working out. And I was rooting for her.
But you knew, you knew from jump, because we talked about it. This was her. Yeah, they probably got great love for each other, but she knew that Bill Belichick was going to propel her into whatever world it was, clout chasing, we call it. So you knew this was going to happen because she wants people to see her. She wants to be in front of the camera. She wants to be on the sideline with the UNC long trench coat and everything
that. Up until this point, I firmly believed that the most dangerous gold digger in the world was Meghan Markle. I believe that Jordan has now surpassed her when it comes to the danger that is involved for Bill Belichick.
Yeah, she's she's definitely passed her.
Well, we will discuss that with you. We will discuss the Celtics win last night with you this morning on this show. It is a Celtics Wednesday, and that means Mego will be in here at 9 to discuss all things Celtics. Before that, though, we will get to our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes or so. And then they set it at 7:20 this morning, and we will definitely discuss what Giannis said after trying to beat up somebody who has, who clearly has old man strength. So all of what they said yesterday, we will go over quick and with you at 7:20 on today's program. News at 7:45. And if you are hiding drugs in your Uber, there is one T-shirt that you probably should not be wearing. So we will get to that. That's the, is that the dumbest of the day?
That is, yes.
Right. Dumbest of the day at the end of the news this morning. We'll start the news with Courtney at 7:45. And obviously, we will play all of the best Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning, and you can leave a voice note for us at any time on the Odyssey app. It's really easy to do. Good morning and hello to two guys that I literally just met this morning driving a big, gigantic Coca-Cola truck, loading up the convenience store where I go and get my coffee in the morning, and they are everyday app listeners of the radio show in the Coca-Cola truck.
Did they give you a free dope?
They did. I don't, you know, I don't drink soda. One of the only good things I've ever done in my life. I gave up soda 10 years ago. I do crave an occasional vanilla Coca-Cola.
You can get the, zero-calorie one.
It's just the soda in general.
I love those two guys' work, because Diet Coke to me is like a saving grace.
It is?
Oh, my, that is my favorite thing in the world.
Really?
Like that. If I had to give up something, I would give up coffee before I gave up Diet Coke.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, big Diet Coke drinker, huh?
At all times? Like, it always... Curtis drinks them in the morning, which it always, I guess I drink coffee in the morning, so what's the diff? But I always thought people who were absolute savages who were drinking a soda, like a Diet Coke straight up 6 a.m. in the morning. But people, I think people get going.
Yeah, I'm like a 2 p.m. pick me up.
I mean, I love a good soda, but I'm more like ginger ale or cream soda. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to this morning, including Courtney and what is trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Celtics take round one of the playoffs against the Magic, beating Orlando 120-89. Banchero had his fifth foul with under 10 to play in the third, and that's when the C's really went off, going on a 30-9 run. So, Jason Tatum had a double-double, leading the guys with 35 points and 10 assists. I'm going to talk about him in my lead.
Well, okay. Two boards short of a triple-double,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
And I put up 35, and I won't steal your lead, but great game.
Great game.
Some wanted to ship Jason Tatum out of here.
They did.
Ago. I don't remember who that was.
I don't know. I think he was.
I think you wanted to ship him.
Names with Ill Hill.
Yeah. I think he wanted to ship him out of here like the beginning of this series again.
No, kind of.
Yeah, he kind of.
Jason Tatum is like a whiny bitch.
No, that was a quote.
He's like, how is he not playing with a with
I was reading
a,
that verbatim.
Get up, Missoula. Yeah. Get him up.
And there were other NBA playoff games last night. The most important to us, the Pistons kept their series alive with the Knicks, meaning we have to wait a bit longer to know who they will play next.
Good, though.
Yeah, great. Great for Jrue Holiday. More rest. Yeah. Great for Jalen, Jason.
The only thing that stinks about it is that game I heard, had the Knicks been able to close out, would have been Saturday night here. Which would have been perfect timing for those who have to work. But that is true. Whatever. We will wait the winner of that series.
Correct. They beat New York 106 to...
Something.
What happened? So I wrote 10. I know that's not right.
102 to 10.
106
absolute,
to 10.
106 to 10. Absolute blowout.
106, 103.
103. Just forgot the three there.
Honestly, you don't often see a good 90-point blowout in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, the Cavaliers almost did it to the Heat the other night.
That is true.
Unbelievable.
So the Knicks will try again to close it out tomorrow. The Nuggets are up on the Clippers 3-2, and the Pacers take their series with the Bucks. End of Giannis, I think, there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Even his interview after, they were like, is this the last? He said, I don't want to talk about it. I think that's the end.
Oh, you know what's going to happen. I know my boy's not here. Hey, hello. This is Adam Silver of the NBA. Let's get Giannis to L.A.
Well, you know that LeBron wants it. Because,
oh, of course. Who don't want him?
Yeah, hey. But from LeBron's perspective, he is... finding ways to extend his career.
Yes.
And so the more guys that he can get out there, mm-hmm. the longer he can, stay in the NBA because he wants to be Jordan.
Because he can still play. Like, LeBron can still play. Like, I don't care what you say.
You see him in the fourth quarter the other night?
He had a bad fourth quarter, but going into that, he was having a good game.
Do you define playing, running down on offense and standing at the baseline and watching everybody else?
He had like three blocks in that fourth quarter that were huge. Mm-hmm. He could still play, and like you said, Luka has definitely taken some of the pressure off him, kind of, you know, revitalized him a little bit. If you get a guy like Giannis there, I mean, now he becomes like your third option.
To the NHL playoffs yesterday, the Oilers now lead the Kings 3-2, as do the Knights with the Wild after their overtime win. Carolina takes the series with the Devils after beating them in double overtime, and the Senators keep their series with the Leafs with a win. Toronto leads that series 3-2. The Red Sox beat Toronto 10-2 across the border. Everyone hit homers in this one. Duran, Devers, Bregman, Abreu, who had a three-run homer, and Campbell. Garrett Crochet went 7 innings, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits while striking out 6. Another one with the Blue Jays tonight, first pitch at 7:07 with Lucas Giolito making his return to the mound. You can listen to that game right here on EEI. Join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:07 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And let's go Lucas Giolito. We got to do Hillman jinx.
That's
there.
Shimes, boy.
Yep,
I'm
it is.
Going.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Charlie McAvoy and Tuukka Rask. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation. That's what's trending. Here's Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 63 degrees here in the city of Boston. It's going to get a little windy, but the high today is 69.
Jason Tatum, no pressure. Carefree. And maybe that's why they start slowing these games. I don't know. There's really... Like, I'm not complaining about the Celtics because mm-hmm. they win the series. Yeah, I mean, I guess sweep would have been nice, but you win it in 5 and you sit there and you're waiting for your opponent in round number 2 and there's nothing to complain about.
No.
They are a really, really good basketball team. You brought up turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
I think when and if Jrue Holiday comes back, that solves that issue a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, you've been playing without Jrue Holiday here. I think he
helps out with the defensive side, too, you know, more than maybe like the turnovers because, you know, he's more of that defender that can play pretty much anybody. So, you know, whether next series, whether he has to cover Cade Cunningham or he has to cover Jalen Brunson or he has to cover – OG Anunoby or whatever his name is.
OG Anunoby?
Anunoby, yeah. If he has to cover him.
I mean, you never wish anybody to deal with a nagging injury, but Brunson and the ankle,
maybe that could linger a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's seven, because he heard it again last night towards the end of that game where he had to sit on the bench for a little bit, and that ankle's been bothering him the whole series. So that's something. Detroit extends the series, which is great. And then now if you do get the Knicks because they're up 3-2, you're probably still going to get a guy like Jalen Brunson who's not 100%.
And I'm not even sure they'll be able to close it out tomorrow night because now it's back in Detroit.
And they should have won.
Feel good.
They should have won in Detroit the game where they got robbed on the non-foul call on the three-pointer. So,
yeah.
I mean, this series has been tough. They got blown out in the fourth quarter, 21-0 run, and that's what helped the Knicks win one of those games. So, I mean, I'm with you.
I think they tie it up tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm with you. This is game seven going back to New York.
Gives us something to watch at tomorrow night's pregame in Springfield. It's roadshow season. I can't believe it's already here. And roadshow number one, we are headed back to Springfield and back to tomorrow night. We will be at the Taps Sports Bar in MGM at the casino. And I think we start that at 7:30.
7:30.
So we will have playoff action to watch together, and we would love to hang out with you and love to kick off the road show, the 2 days of road show excitement in Springfield. And so did we figure out dinner? Are we going to dine before? We talked about this a week ago, and we could go to Red Rose. We went to Red Rose first roadshow year for lunch after the roadshow. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
The pizza, great pizza.
Great pizza.
Great Italian food.
Yeah, they got good chicken palm sub grinder in there.
Oh, yeah. Their grinder is Wiggy in Western Mass.
Yeah, they got a good grinder in there.
But we should probably
figure that out.
If you're listening in the area, and many of you do, and thank you for that. We're always up for a suggestion on where we should chow.
I'll ask my boy Ken. He stays down there. So he lives out in Agawam. Is that how you say it?
Agawam.
So he lives out there, so he knows a lot about the area and restaurants and stuff like that.
Friday, roadshow is Friday morning, and we will be at Max's Swing Lounge. And many of you had demanded that many of you who are luscious who listen to this show demanded that we make alcohol available at the roadshow. So we moved over to Max's Swing Lounge, and the place is awesome.
Yeah.
And cannot wait to be there with you Friday morning, starting bright and early at 6 for this roadshow. And that whole, we can argue all day about the best host that we have when it comes to our affiliate radio networks and companies, but Craig Swim and his whole entire crew out there in Springfield, they are
spectacular.
They are the best hosts.
Yeah,
they're right up there, top of the list when it comes to hosting us for road shows. So cannot wait to see everybody out there for that. It's a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be here with us this morning at 9, but right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Chime, that lead song is the Electric Light Orchestra and Evil Woman.
Yeah, that's a long-distance dedication to our guy, Billy. Billy on Nantucket.
Are you going to do that all morning?
I might mix in a few.
Rejoin theme this morning.
I had a few already picked out. So,
songs to save Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah.
Poor guy.
Maybe they're fine.
Huh?
Maybe they're fine.
Do you really believe that?
I don't, but I just can't imagine that things could be that bad.
They're not bad because Bill was cool with whatever it is. Because if there was an issue, she wouldn't be seen as much as she's being seen.
Mm-hmm. So when you say he's cool with it, he wants a 24-year-old woman running around portending to run every aspect of his life? Of his business?
So if it does bother him, why hasn't he put a stop to it?
Because he can't.
Why can't he?
Because he's hypnotized.
I told you, it's the power of the P. She's doing something for him.
I don't even think it's the power of the P. I think he's fallen. Somehow he fell madly, never-endingly in love with her.
I don't know that it's love.
Right.
I, you,
I mean, if it were just the other, he could find anybody for that. The guy's a multi-multi-multi-millionaire.
Well, that don't mean everybody is good at what they do.
Yeah.
Okay, what is she, the greatest ever to do it in the history of doing it?
Maybe greatest for him.
Yeah, clearly she's doing something right. She got him sprung. I mean, clearly
I don't think that Bill seems too smart to fall for somebody who's only in it for money. Like, I understand that Jordan has taken advantage of a situation for power.
A lot of
people are saying, like, she's a gold digger. I do think that these are two people that met and actually had a lot in common. Do I think that now she has taken advantage of opportunities given to her? Yes. But I don't think that it was like she just took him in because of his money to begin with. Like, I think that there was a real relationship built there.
No, that's where we differ, right?
I think that's why he's okay with it, because I think he's in love with this woman.
How many 24, 22, 23-year-olds fall in love with 70-year-old men just for love?
Probably not many.
No.
I mean, Anna Nicole Smith did.
Yes. Good point.
No, she didn't. She got a ton of money from that dude.
But it was love at first.
That's called a bag.
No,
that guy was like 90 and in a wheelchair. Do you remember that one?
Yes. Yeah.
He didn't. At least Bill has his wits about him. As
wasn't it like Al Pacino or Robert De Niro that's going to have like a kid at 80?
Well, yeah. I mean, there have been guys who have kids that are. Tony, who's the guy who was in the Odd Couple?
You're dating yourself.
Recent reference. No, Tony, what was his? He had a kid when he was like 80, which is a weird move.
Yeah,
also.
That's what what happened with
Tony. Tony Randall. Yeah. That's his name. He had a kid when he was in his 80s. I'm Tony Randall. Yeah. He had a kid in his 80s.
Some people on Twitch were like, Courtney, you originally said they were going to get married. They still could. Yeah. There was paparazzi photos, and there was a ring on that finger.
There was
on
a
her
ring
hand.
On her finger.
Yeah.
And they went out on a date, like, after this all happened. Like, nothing
smiles.
Was
yep.
Like,
well, they call the paparazzi.
Anyway, Leeds this morning brought to you by Subaru and the Subaru of New England Love Spring event, which is here now. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Are we getting a lead from Jackson this morning because Curtis is out?
Definitely.
After you, Sean.
Yeah, well, so this was more or less my lead with the whole Bill Belichick-Jordan thing. Yeah. I'm terrified for Bill. I've never seen something quite like this where someone is so insecure, it feels like, that they're going out and liking and retweeting all of these things that support them in a time where other people are railing against them. And it's just like,
are you saying, excuse me, she's insecure, he's insecure, or both of them as a couple?
No, she's severely insecure.
Yes.
And she is almost like kind of keeping the wool over his eyes. And I don't think he sees half the stuff that happens on the social medias. Like, it doesn't even feel like, even in that CBS interview, he's like, yeah, well, like, I'm on there to promote stuff, but I'm not like actually on social media, because he's not doing it. It's all her. And so for a man who was once one of the most intimidating figures in the NFL, it now seems like he's like my grandpa who's just kind of like with a woman who's doing everything, and he's just kind of sitting there like smiling, shaking his head, like, yeah, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Like,
right.
And I don't love that.
But that could be what it is, I guess. Like, maybe he just doesn't give an F.
He don't. He don't.
He gave an F, and now all of a sudden he doesn't.
Right? He gave an F about every little detail of everything involved in his business life, and I'm guessing in his personal life. And now
he's older. He don't care, and it's acceptable. Like, people before used to really, you got dragged if you were an old guy dating a young woman like that. But now it's like, you know, people still drag him, but it's like, hey, good for Bill. As long as she's over 18, who gives an F, right? Yeah. So he probably like, I don't care.
But why would, the Bill I know, the Bill I loved for like two decades would never let anybody walk out of an interview that he's doing mm-hmm. and then follow them out and come back 30 minutes later.
That ain't the Bill you know.
I know.
That Bill might be in there, but we don't know where he is.
But it's sad, Wiggy. I miss Bill. Yeah. I'm worried about
You're
him.
Worried
I'm scared.
For Bill.
Yeah.
You are worried for Bill. All right. Well, we'll find out if you feel the same way as Shyam all morning long. We got to take a quick break. We'll get a lead from Jackson and a lead from Courtney coming up next. Lead from Wiggy, lead from yours truly, all of that on the Celtics Wednesday Greg Hill Show here at WEEI. Curtis is off today. Fill in lead now from the vice president of call screening and Hill Note assembling, Jackson. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I have another life jack for you.
All right.
I've created what I think is my favorite new meal, and it's easy to make, it lasts a long time, and it's cheap.
Okay.
So.
Very important now.
Absolutely.
Because of inflation.
Right.
And
yes.
And the tariffs and everything else.
Jackson here with another life jack.
Okay, yes.
My first favorite meal, or my last favorite meal, was American chop suey, and I love that.
Wow.
But it gets kind of expensive because it's a lot of ingredients.
All right.
So, mushroom pasta. You get a can of, a container of mushrooms.
All right.
$3 or $4.
In the can?
Not in a can. Okay, no, okay. The fresh mushrooms.
Okay.
And then you get cream of mushroom soup. You saute the mushrooms with some onions and garlic.
Okay.
And then you put the cream of mushroom soup in there.
All right.
And then you boil the pasta, and then you take the pasta out with the tongs, and then you kind of dip it in the mushroom sauce kind of mix it all around. And if you make a whole box of pasta, it can last you a week.
A full week. You can eat that, baby.
Maybe. Sounds pretty good. Don't sounds like
do
a
very
good.
Do you warm it up in the microwave? Like, Okay.
Yeah. The soup, honestly, is good probably until 2047.
Yeah, it's in a can, so it's good.
It's got the sodium in there.
Sounds pretty good.
I don't know if it's really good.
It's what they call a non-perishable.
I don't know if it's really good for you.
Well, I mean, if you mix it with the fresh mushrooms, you feel like you're eating,
I mean, that's really good because you know what I love? Creamy mushroom raviolis.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's kind of where I got the idea, actually.
Yeah, so, you know what? Listen, Jack, I'm all on board for that.
You're into that life, Jack?
Right, because, I love creamy mushroom raviolis. Now, all that is basically, instead of using a ravioli as the macaroni, you're using spaghetti, ziti, penne, whatever you want.
Probably do the same thing with all the rest of the Campbell's creamy soups. Like, if you wanted to do creamy chicken pasta, you just throw the soup in there.
Yeah. Oh, and I threw chicken breast in there last night, too.
Oh, be careful. You got to hit a lick to throw chicken in there. You don't want to. Chicken is expensive.
It's not actual chicken. It's the flavor of chicken from the soup. He doesn't put any actual protein in it.
No. I put a chicken breast in it yesterday. Small one.
Yeah. All right. Excellent. Jackson, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I don't know how I'm going to follow that one up, but I want to thank a lot of people for my lead this morning. I want to thank Steve Kerr. During the summer in the Olympics, I want to thank numerous national NBA experts. The way in which you've dealt with Jason Tatum since the last time he won a championship, the way you dealt with him during the Olympics, the way you dealt with him even late as the beginning of this playoffs when he hurt himself and went down. For him to come back, Jason Tatum is only the second Celtic to score 35-plus points in 3 straight playoff games. Mm. The only other Celtic to do that was Larry Bird.
Larry Joe.
Jason Tatum is going to go off for the remainder of this run to shove it in everybody's face that wanted him dead in the water, that wanted to give all of the credit to all of the other players around him, to give the credit to the lack of talent on other teams or how hurt other teams were last playoff run. And that's the only reason why Jason Tatum and the Celtics won the championship. Oh, Jason Tatum can't be the face of the NBA because he falls off in the playoffs. All of that is only going to lead to what we are seeing right now. And I want to take that first game of the playoffs out of contention, because I get it. He sat during that game. But ever since he's been back, he has been lights out. And that is all to prove people wrong. So thank you to everybody who did that, because it only made Jason Tatum stronger, angrier, and more wanting to prove you all wrong.
Yeah. Let's do it again.
I've been one of those people, like, I was dragging him, and I was wrong about it. And he is, last night, he took that game over.
He's taken every game over since he's been back.
Yep.
every game since he's been back has basically been put on his shoulders. And kind of part of, like, piggybacking off of Courtney's lead, my lead is you play like that.
Wait, are you doing your lead now?
Oh, I was going to just.
We're right up against the break.
Oh, okay. Go ahead then.
You can't just decide to piggyback.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you started talking.
You can't
go
full jump frog.
Never go full on jump frog.
Never, you can't even go jump frog forward.
All right.
You can't go piggyback forward. Hold your thought for
okay.
a moment.
Okay, I got a all little right. excited.
Humbly, one of the best basketball players in the world.
But you know what? Whatever you just said got me excited for your lead.
It did? Yeah. Excellent. Okay. All right. Lead from Wiggy. Lead from yours truly coming up next. And then at 7:20, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, including what Giannis said after attempting to commit physical elder abuse. So that is coming up at 7:20 on this morning show.